In the 1870s, Phoenix, Arizona housed a Chinatown. Chinese immigrants working as railroad workers established the first Chinatown in what is now First and Madison. The town lasted until the 40s and then scattered to other areas. It was not until the 90s the Chinese company Kafco decided to create a landmark representing Chinese culture and history, the Chinese Cultural Center. Now, after two decades and a change in ownership, plans are in the works to strip the complex of all cultural elements to make room for new businesses. Many locals will be affected by the sudden changes, but one aspect that's been commonly overlooked in the news is students. Over 12,000 international students attend Arizona State University, 35% from China or Chinese-speaking regions in the world. ASU also offers study abroad programs in over 65 countries, including regions such as Beijing, Singapore, and Taiwan. Brady Schmidt tells us about his experiences abroad this past summer.
I studied in Taiwan for about two and a half months. So this is my second study abroad experience and definitely my favorite just because of the very big cultural difference.
Cultural differences play a large part in settling into a new country, which is why for international students, centers like this have an important role.
I think it's important for them to have other outlets to just have a sense of home, and I definitely think it would help them with their culture shock to have some place that would remind them of home and like a safe space.
In Arizona, the Historic Preservation Plan states, for a building to be considered historic, it needs to be at least 50 years old and then can bypass removal. But does the center need to be historical?
I think the focus on the cultural aspect rather than the historical aspect holds a lot more importance in my eyes.
Kylie Canelli is another student part of the Chinese Flagship Program, a program dedicated to perfecting students' Chinese language capabilities along with their knowledge of Chinese history and culture.
It's not the historical value that makes this place important, though. It's what it represents. So the fact that it's being taken down, it's not a question of whether or not it's historical. It's the meaning that it brings to the city. And it's a different issue entirely.
Therefore, the issue won't only affect international students, but those who want to continue their lifestyle from being abroad, or those just interested in the culture. Americanization of Chinese ideologies has made it harder to find authentic areas, especially in Phoenix.
I feel like a lot of Chinese culture here is Americanized to fit the citizens of the United States, is more of their cultural preferences.
Well, I personally am always super excited when a city has a center dedicated to Chinese culture, where I can find other people who are also intrigued by those things and we're able to celebrate those unique aspects in our world. So the idea that it's going to be taken down for business buildings that could literally be built anywhere else is depressing to me, and I wish there was another way around it.
Without knowing for sure right now if there's another way around it, there are more opportunities out there. Mekong is another center dedicated to Chinese language and culture, also frequently visited by international students.
There are plenty of restaurants and even grocery shopping, which is a breath of fresh air to get a little taste of Taiwan and mainland China. As a citizen of the United States and somebody who has studied abroad and experienced Chinese culture, it is really impactful, and I think it is great to have a space where you can still get a taste of that even being back home and so far away from any Chinese-speaking country.
From Spot 127, I'm Olivia Parker.